April 6th, Tuesday. Do you know the praise, "Under His wings I am safely abiding"? Hymn 419. Lyrics, W. O. Cushing. Composition, I. D. Sankey. Under His wings I am safely abiding. Though the night deepens and tempests are wild, still I can trust Him. I know He will keep me. He has redeemed me, and I am His child. Under His wings, under His wings, who from His love can sever? Under His wings my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. True rest is in God. Through the covenant of Christ, the forces of darkness collapse, and the door of the throne opens. I pray that you will be inside that blessing of true rest. The Sabbath Year. Leviticus chapter 25, verses 1 and 2. The Lord spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai, saying, "Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land that I give you, the land shall keep a Sabbath to the Lord." Most of the Israelites on the wilderness path possessed scars regarding their past, carried pain suffered in the wilderness, and had anxiety about the future. As a result, their hearts became sick. They complained and had unbelief. At that time, God instructed the Israelites to observe the Sabbath year. There was an answer that the Israelites had to discover through the year of Sabbath. What was that answer? Number one, the spiritual system and future system. To the Israelites who walked on the wilderness path, the Sabbath year was given so that they could fully enjoy the grace that they had received until then, and to make it into a spiritual system. God wanted them to thoroughly enjoy the mystery of salvation, the grace from Mount Horeb, the word from Mount Sinai, the covenant from the Ark of the Covenant, and the blessings of the three feasts given by Him. It was a time for them to focus on preparing to save the future by personalizing the spiritual blessings given by God. Number two, a time to develop spiritual power. The Sabbath year is a time for you to become equipped with God-given spiritual power. Simultaneously, it's the time to prepare strength to save the land of Canaan. That's why during important times, it's essential to focus so that you can experience true rest and restore God-given grace. When you hold on to the covenant of the Sabbath year of receiving true rest through Christ, the Holy Spirit of the Lord works, the forces of darkness collapse, and the door of the throne opens. Dear God, may today be the day when I receive true rest and gain spiritual power given by You. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.